If we want there to be still more competitive providers, we want to be very careful about how we regulate. Because if the regulations make it tough to start up a new business, if it makes it tough to make a profit, then you're going to have fewer and fewer, and only the large companies that have other sources of revenue, like the cable companies, which provide you with TV, are going to be able to survive. Now, you also talked about Netflix, and that's an interesting situation for our ISP in particular. Our bandwidth is very expensive. People watching Netflix, and believe me, this is the first thing that they ask us about whenever they call and they ask for service. They say, can I receive Netflix? Can I stream Netflix in HD? Very first question. They will not subscribe to your ISP if you can't provide that. Right away, they want to be able to do that. And so it's something which you must do as an ISP. Netflix has the market power here. If Netflix were to refuse to serve our customers or somehow disadvantage our ISP, they could do bad things to us. They could basically deprive us of a lot of our customers, not the other way around. We don't have a choice. We must carry Netflix. We must make sure that the quality is good. They have a choice. They can afford to either serve us well or not. Netflix recently went to Comcast, a very large ISP, and they agreed to pay them money to connect directly into their network instead of going through a content distribution network like Level 3 or Akamai. Go directly into their network to provide higher quality service to their customers. And they actually paid Comcast money to build this out this facility, and so it could happen. And so Comcast customers are getting a special deal from Netflix. Well, I went and I called up Netflix and I said, okay, well, I've got an ISP too. Will you do the same thing for me? And they said, oh no, we're not going to do anything like that. You are going to have to pay thousands of dollars per month to run a special connection to us and then host one of our servers in your facility, you know, which is something that ISPs normally charge for. The customer ultimately pays for everything anyway. All of the costs wind up coming back to the customer. The question is, of what's left, who gets to keep which part? And this is what's really going on with Netflix. Netflix, and also to a certain extent, Google and Amazon and all of the other large content providers have set themselves up in a tug of war with ISPs over who is going to get what share of the total amount of money that the customer is shelling out for their internet connection and for the content. People should pay in proportion to the resources that they use. Ultimately, the customer, you know, the internet customer who is streaming 24 hours a day should pay more for that than the one who just uses the web and email. I think we can all agree to that.
We can all agree on that. That's not the issue, of course. Yeah.
And most people would also like their monthly bills to be predictable and fixed. People hate caps. They hate overage charges. They hate surprises. They really want to pay a fixed amount per month for everything, whether it's their ISP bill or their bill to Netflix or whoever. And so how can you make both of those things happen at the same time? One good mechanism by which this could be done is what's called a two-sided market. And a two-sided market is sort of like a newspaper, where the cost of the newspaper is borne in part by the subscriber who pays to get it delivered and part by the advertisers who pay to get it printed. And also, as the paper gets thicker, they pay more and more to cover the increased cost of printing it. Well, you can have the same thing in the internet. People can pay a fixed fee for their basic ISP connection, and then if they decide to stream day and night, what they can do is they can pay a fixed fee to the content provider like Netflix, and then Netflix can pay a little bit of that back to the ISP to cover the extra resources that all of this streaming takes. And then you've met all the criteria that the customer wants. You have fixed fees, and everything gets paid for, and it's fair. But what you hear from the network neutrality advocates, they scream when they hear this. Oh no, the ISP is asking for ransom, and the way the money flows in the end winds up being fair, because the only people who are paying more than they would pay for their basic internet connection are the people who were signed up for Netflix and are going to be using the extra bandwidth. So the chairman of the FCC, Tom Wheeler, went ahead and proposed that when they made some new rules to try to keep ISPs from misbehaving, they allow what's called two-sided markets. And immediately there was this tremendous hue and cry that you're hearing all over the internet. Oh no, that's creating a fast lane. That's somehow unfair. Most of this was actually the result of lobbying by Netflix and Google, who simply didn't want any of the money to flow back from them to the ISPs. They wanted to keep it all. And so when you hear people talking about that, that's a lot of it is due to the publicity campaigns by the content providers that want to keep more of the total money that the customer is paying.
It doesn't make any sense at all, Brett. You want us to shoulder a burden that you're unwilling to shoulder. You offer, as an internet service provider, free and open access to the internet, do you not?
Yes, we do.
Well, that's your offer, and it's got to cost you what it costs you.
Well, bandwidth costs money. Well, we
I know. I pay for it. I have to pay you, too?
Well, yes. It costs a tremendous amount of money to do this. We do need somehow to cover the costs. Wherever that money, whatever revenue model you arrange, whether some of it flows, whether the customer pays for all of it, whether there's a meter running, whether there's a cap, whether some of it is fed back through the content providers, you just need a certain amount of money to keep the lights on for me to be able to pay my employees. I'm not being greedy here. I'm just trying to make the books balance, or I have to shut things down.
I'm not sure why I should support you and your business. Your customers need to pay a fair price. You want to charge the internet, your customers access to the internet for internet access to the internet, and you want to charge me for access to your customers. That sounds like you've got a crappy business model, Brett. It's not my problem because I'll be honest with you, I can't do it. And what you're going to do is you're going to shut down every small content provider because every ISP comes to them and says, hey, would you like access to our customers? And by the way, your customers are not going to be very happy either, because all they're going to get access to is the big guys. So it seems to me that your business model is flawed, Brett.
Well, unfortunately, Leo, while I created a lot of technology that provides the service, I didn't create the business model for the internet. That was something which I kind of had to adopt and go along with based on what resources were available to me and what customers you want. And I understand your point of view and your position very well.